Strand is a 70-year-old retired construction worker and is finishing up a 2-year term on the assembly for the borough that came into existence in 2013. She also served several terms on the council for the old city of Petersburg. Strand says she'd like to see the jail and municipal building renovation project through to completion.
It may take the whole 3 years. The way things are going, but yes, I'd like to see that done.
The borough has hired a company to design the renovation of the police station, jail, and municipal building and still needs to come up with about $3.4 million for the proposed project. Strand says she hopes other people will run for the assembly. She says it took her a few months to decide to run. As of this week, she's the only taker for the two open seats. Strand does not think it's a lack of interest or the financial disclosure requirements that are discouraging people from running.
I think that the people that have the interest don't have the time. And the people with the time would rather go fishing or do something else.
Meanwhile, retired educator and school administrator John Haverlick is also finishing up his 2-year term on the assembly, but says he is not interested in running for re-election.
I've done this for about 10 years on and off, Joe, and I just don't think I'm very effective. So I'd rather like hoping to have someone else step up that can maybe make a bigger difference.
Haverlick has had a little pressure from other assembly members to run again. However, he says he's been frustrated that budget cuts he's tried to enact at the local level have not passed.
The state's 80% short, and they announced today that a barrel of oil is down to $40, the lowest in decades. And so they're going to even be more shortfalls. And just the simple cuts I tried to push through got nowhere, so it's going to be really tough. With the PERS thing that may be, that will be falling back on us as a bigger expense, and all the other things, I don't know if we're ready for them, and I don't know what to do to help us get ready for it.
Haverlick was referring to his expectation that the state will try to get municipalities like Petersburg to pay more into PERS, the Public Employee Retirement System. He questioned borough manager Steve Giesbrecht about that possibility at a meeting this month. Like Strand, Haverlick served on the city council prior to his time on the assembly. He says he expects to miss meetings in September, which could make Thursday's assembly meeting his last. Haverlick does think someone else will step up to run for the seat. The deadline to file paperwork is Tuesday. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.